This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ahlan, 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 wa sahlan, wa marhaban bikum, hayakumullah ya mashaykh. And so, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is a report back from the IDP Tanzanian trip between the 5th and the 10th of September 2022. So, alhamdulillah, we are recording this here around 2.5 months after our trip, just because we've been so busy with other matters, alhamdulillah. But fast forward, we now have 29 imams on the Imam Development Program from the United Republic of Tanzania, alhamdulillah, excellent. So what occurred during our trip? Who did we meet? What are some of the bridges that were built, alhamdulillah? What were our overall impressions of Tanzania, the imams of Tanzania, etc. So let's go through that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we visited, as it's known today, the United Republic of Tanzania, which is based where? In East Africa, Jayid. And it's called the United Republic of Tanzania because in 1964, the mainland and Zanzibar were merged, Jayid. And thus, it's called the United Republic of Tanzania. Very beautiful country and very beautiful people, alhamdulillah. Population of plus minus 63 million. The official statistics on the religious makeup is unfortunately unavailable. The official stats, how many Muslims, Christians, etc., this here officially is unavailable since 1967. They stopped asking questions about one's religion in the census. But unofficial stats, which are debated, unofficial stats are highly debated. And some of them state that the Muslim population is around 35. But as I just said, it's debated. There are others who say, no. In reality, it's like 50% or 60%. We do know that Zanzibar is majority Muslim, if not 100% Muslim. Amongst the Muslim population, we find that the majority are Sunni Muslims, but there's also a strong Ibadi and Shia minority. There's even the Ahmadi and Qadianis present, and they also have a strong presence. There's over like 100 languages spoken in Tanzania. Swahili is the main language, and Swahili means of the coast, the Swahili coast. And Swahili, the word Swahili means of the coast. And there's a lot of Arabic words found in Swahili. The people, they are ethnically diverse. It's a melting pot of different ethnicities, alhamdulillah. The highest mountain peak in Africa is found where? Found in Tanzania, Kilimanjaro. Excellent. With regards to history, Kilwa was a major port. There was the Kilwa Sultanate earlier in history, which was very, very powerful. There was a time that the Omani Sultan, he had moved his capital to Zanzibar. Jayid, remember, Oman, the Sultanate, they controlled Zanzibar and they controlled Oman. And for a period of time, the Sultanate, the capital, was based in Zanzibar. That was around 1840. Zanzibar was also an important player in the East African slave trade. There was a period of time when Germany colonized Tanzania. Later on, the British took over. And current day president of Tanzania is a Muslim, Sister Samia Hassan Suluhu, and she's originally from Zanzibar, and she's known as Mama Samia. Mama Samia, she's been the president since 2021. So that's a little bit with regards to the country, the beautiful country and the beautiful people of Tanzania, alhamdulillah. How did we end up in Tanzania? Why did we go to Tanzania? Well, number one, it was our organic growth. Now that the Imam Development Program has gone beyond South Africa, Lesotho, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Swaziland, Namibia, Lesotho, then the natural progression would be further towards the north, and north of Malawi, we have Tanzania, alhamdulillah. And so that was natural progression. And number two, we met Brother Taj in Malawi a few years ago. He was there with a few brothers from IERA, and we had met them there in Malawi, and we saved his number. Since that time, we kept in contact, alhamdulillah. And he has been our main contact in Tanzania, mashallah, tabarakallah. So, alhamdulillah, we had made contact with him and said, you know what, we think now it's time for us to maybe visit Tanzania, look at the potential of starting the Imam Development Program there. Are the Imams who require support and assistance? And so he said, yes. And so, alhamdulillah, we then began our preparations. Like is the norm, before we move into any new country, we tried to look up whomsoever from amongst the Tanzanians. We had their numbers, we had their contacts, we asked around, asked people, do you know anybody in Tanzania? And so whoever's number we were able to get, we liaised with them, we introduced ourselves to them, guided them to our website and social media accounts, etc. We also know Sister Nahida Ismail, who lives in Tanzania. She's a famous author there. Well, alhamdulillah, herself and a few other sisters have also set up like an organization. She used to be based here in Durban, and so we know her from Durban days. Well, alhamdulillah, liaised with her and a few others. There was a Zoom session. We explained the IDP, went through a Q&A session. Well, alhamdulillah. So that's all now setting up the groundwork, mashallah. We then opened up for applications. Social media, mashallah. Via WhatsApp, we advertised that the Imam Development Program is looking to expand into Tanzania, and we are open for applications. And mashallah, we were overwhelmed with applications from imams and muallimas, walhamdulillah. And so we decided, yalla bismillah, let us go to Tanzania, walhamdulillah. I left from Durban, Johannesburg on Air Link. And then from Johannesburg to Dar es Salaam, direct flight on Air Link. And then Sheikh Shafi Dua of Malawi, of Liwonde Dar Al Quran. He is one of the excellent imams of the IDP in Malawi. And so we gave him the opportunity. We said, yeah, Imam, do you want to join us? He said, yes. He said, I would love to join. And so he also joined us to assist us there in Tanzania. And also Sheikh Rashid Materia from Harare, he also flew in and joined us. Walhamdulillah. Dr. Sheikh Shafi, he was picked up at the airport by our brother Taj. We said he was our main facilitator, mashallah. And he's a brother who carries the ham and gham of da'wah. He is somebody who is dedicated towards da'wah. He now works full time with IERA, and he covered all of our logistics, walhamdulillah. I landed around 10 p.m. on the 5th of September, which was a Monday. Brother Taj was there at the airport. He picked us up, walhamdulillah. We had booked via Airbnb, and it just so happened, subhanallah, the Airbnb that we booked was like walking distance from the IERA offices where the interviews took place, walhamdulillah. So the Tuesday, the 6th of September, we started early in the morning. We visited the IERA offices, beautiful office they have there, walhamdulillah. We'd also gone around, we visited the organization Al-Hidayah School. They oversee some imams, etc. We visited the Muslim Professional Association, had some discussions with them. We visited one of the Islamic bookshops there. Well, alhamdulillah, very good brother, mashallah. We had some discussions with him, mashallah. Excellent books, well, alhamdulillah. Then the Tuesday evening, we had set aside for a networking meeting/dinner. This is the normal operation. Any new country, we invite the heads of different organizations, ulama, imams, etc., for a networking dinner. Explain the IDP, why we're here, what we do, etc. And if anyone has any questions, they're free to ask, they're free to put forward their concerns, anything A to Z, nasiha, advice, etc. And so we had the networking dinner at the Delhi Darbar restaurant, walhamdulillah. And all went well for that Tuesday, walhamdulillah. Then the Wednesday we had set aside for interviewing the imams. Started at 8 a.m. and we ended off at 4 p.m. Or later than 4 p.m., subhanAllah. I think on the first day we interviewed around 120 imams. I was doing the interviews on one side in one room, and Dr. Rashid Materia, he was doing the interviews in the other room. And Sheikh Shafi Dua, he had all the imams in the main hall, explaining to them the Imam Development Program. We are not just here, Imam, here's some assistance. Do you need this? Do you need that? No, the Imam Development Program is a development program. With haraka comes baraka, Imam. You need to make haraka, you need to move, then you will see the baraka bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. It's a two-way road. So he explained matters to them, and then we also added to that, walhamdulillah, lillah. There was an imam there who sang a beautiful nasheed, mashallah, excellent. So that was the Wednesday. Then the Thursday, we went back to visiting different organizations and imams and centers, etc. We visited Nama, Nice, Bakwata, which is an organization that represents the Muslims with the government, etc. And so, alhamdulillah, we had good discussions with them. They also welcomed the program, mashallah. They also welcomed the efforts of IERA in the country. It was excellent. There's a beautiful masjid built next to the Bakwata headquarters. Very beautiful masjid, alhamdulillah. I think it's called Muhammad As-Sadis Masjid, Jaid Jami Muhammad As-Sadis. So that was the Thursday, and the evening we went for a walk along the beach. Remember, Tanzania is very, very, very beautiful, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We also got tea from this famous KT shop. So everybody talks about tea at that place there, mashallah. There's always a queue there. Very nice tea. The food in Tanzania, very, very tasty, alhamdulillah. So that was the Thursday. And then the Friday, our last day in Tanzania, last full day, we continued with interviews. Why? Because we had dedicated the Wednesday for interviews, but there were some imams who said, no, we couldn't make it. We didn't know there's that, etc. And we would love to come for interviews. And so we said, no problem. Come on Friday. That's why we are here. And we did interviews, alhamdulillah, until Salatul Jumu'ah, mashallah, tabarakallah. I think we interviewed in total over 200 imams, and we chose around 35 from that 200. And from the 35, today we have 29 who are proper on the Imam Development Program. 5-6 of them did not complete the onboarding process. And so we have 29 imams on the IDP currently in Tanzania. They started on the 1st of October. Alhamdulillah. Our observations with regards to the imams and the interviews. Many imams do not speak English. Many imams do not understand English. So there's two matters. Some might not be able to speak, but they do understand. And then there's others who don't speak English, they do not understand English at all. So this is obviously a barrier to entry, because the Imam Development Program, we operate in the English, in the English language. Many imams, we notice that they do not have any higher learning certificate, right? They haven't really studied beyond high school. Example in South Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, you want to be an imam, you complete your high school, then you go to a ma'had, you go to a Darul Uloom, you will study there for like 6 years, 4 years, 6 years, etc. Then you are like qualified now, you've studied Sharia, etc. Now you can be an imam. But we notice that in Tanzania, maybe because it's such a large Muslim population, maybe because of the haja and the need, Allahu A'lam, but many imams, they hold the high school certificate. That's what they hold. Not beyond that. They haven't gone to a special ma'had. They haven't gone to a jami'ah islamiyya. They haven't gone to an Islamic seminary or institute to study further matters related to the sharia. But rather, he's gone to an Islamic school. He's graduated from an Islamic school, and now he's been appointed as an imam. So this was something different for us, right? Something different for us. Many imams, we notice that they are not the main imam at the masjid. We say, are you the main? No, I'm not the main imam. How long have you been there? I've been there like for 10 years, but I'm not the main imam at the masjid. Why? Because many a times there's like an old sheikh, maybe he was the founder of the masjid, he set up the masjid, etc. So he continues to be the guy in charge, the man in charge, right? Why? Well, for various reasons, but one of them would be that on Friday, when there's like a collection of money, then he's the one in charge. He is the one in control of this matter. Matters of power and control, Allah musta'an. And so it's not in his interest to let go and let somebody else be in charge, etc. And especially in places where there's no proper committee and there's no proper salary being given to the imam. Rather, the imam gets a percentage of what is collected on the day of Friday. And so there's these issues here. Unlike when you have a masjid, the imam is working there, the imam is the imam there, and he gets a set salary at the end of the month, whether they raise anything on Friday or they don't, he still gets his salary. So the dynamics are different, right? But what we did find, alhamdulillah, that the imams, many of them are full of enthusiasm, full of zeal. They want to do more. As we say in the Imam Development Program, that we activate imams, supporting imams to be better leaders, supporting imams imams, because good, strong imams then mean we have a good, strong community, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So these were some of our preliminary observations, our early observations. Inshallah, once we visit Tanzania for the site visits, when we visit every single imam at his masjid, at his markaz, at his center, we will obviously have a better understanding of the people, of the terrain, of the challenges, etc. And inshallah, how to then confront those challenges. All of that will be worked out with time, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant khair and barakah to the Muslims of Tanzania and the people of Tanzania generally. Generally, Jaid, Islam came as mercy to the people. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as rahma lil alameen, walhamdulillah. And we hope bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, that the Imam Development Program can grow in leaps and bounds in the country of Tanzania. It's a vast country. There are many Muslims, there are many masajid, there are many imams that require activation, that require support. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless those who support the Imam Development Program, who in turn support the imams. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Hayyakumullah. Hada. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.